Grain futures, we are mixed on the row crops. Wheat futures are lower. It's that last week of June. We were telling clients in our newsletter and videos last week that one of the worst seasonals for wheat of the year for pricing is this week. It's like they flush the toilet going into first notice day, which is next Tuesday. Deliveries, harvest is fully underway. We're going to be well over 50% harvested in the data set that we get Monday afternoon for crop condition and crop ratings data, crop advancement. We'll see that. And so that's usually when we could probably get a blowout low into Monday or Tuesday for the wheat trade. Now, the corn and soybeans, we're seeing improving basis around the country this week. The board is sniffing that, picking up on that. We also have warm, drier weather coming next week. Now, that's not the dome of doom of anything like that. It's just we've been so wet that the soils are soggy. We could use the warmth, but what we don't want to see is it warm up into the 90s like it is forecasted to become, and then stay hot and not have follow-up rains. Then you just turn mud into bricks. Well, that's not the way the forecast looks. It looks like it warms up. They think around July 10th, the heat will start to retrograde back west. But if we come back in here Monday and it stays more towards the Midwest, that's not good for the pollination and not good for 186 bushels to the acre yield potential on corn. There's also concern that the data set that the USDA puts out on Tuesday for acreage will not be complete. They have poor respondent levels, you know, of the requests made for a response from farmers. They usually get about 40% or less back from farmers. And the insurance information that they do get for sign-up, they don't get that really into place until August. They're not going to share that with us probably even in August. So really, what are they going to hand us on Monday but something that makes the market flop around here pretty crazy for a while? So the market is letting go of some of that short trade that it had laid into so heavily in the month of June. And so this morning, we had seen corn move higher. It just happens to be here as I go to press, so to speak. We don't have any gains on corn. We're sitting with about a 2-3 cent gain all morning. July corn down 3/4, 414. September corn off 1 1/4, 423. December corn down 1/4, 424 3/4. The July beans, they're lower by 2.5 at 1125. November, down 1.5 at 1155.5. Now, the wheat trade is where the heavy losses are. July, Chicago down 13.5, 577.5. September, giving up 12.25, 589.25. In Kansas City, July down 10, 610.5. September, lower by 11.5 cents at 619. Minneapolis has been a wreck this week, losing 40 cents from Sunday night's opening. Wednesday, I think, was like a 20-plus cent loss. Today's 11 cents, so two-thirds of the losses came from in two sessions. So today, Minneapolis, July, down 11, 576.25. September, lower by 9.25 cents, 605.75. December, off 8.75 at 630.5. Now the cattle trade, despite strong optimism for a cash trade this week to be steady or better, box beef choice rang the bell earlier in the week at $400, down yesterday, down another 422 today, 392.10, select off 233, 372.41. Yesterday, new record high for the cash feeder index, just shy of 382. Well, today, down 97 cents, 380.89. The board is just weak. We have June cattle down 2 cents, 257.37. August off $1.20, 246.02. October cattle giving up $1.27 to 239.35. On the feeders, August lower by $3.07, 370.22. September slipping $3.22, 368.15. October feeders down 317 to 365.17. January feeders, they're losing $3.47 today to 355.25. Pig report yesterday was mostly neutral to friendly for hogs. We opened higher this morning, but they sold into that too. July hogs are only up 25 cents right now at 92.95. August down 7 cents, 96.52. October up $1.07 at 82.02. The metal trade has gold today jumping about $100 off of yesterday's lows. We're up $43 right now on the session, $4,090. July silver up 70 cents, $59.07. Bitcoin, July contract, up $745. We're at $60,180. And in that crude oil market, we're off the lows by about a dollar, but we're still below 70 bucks right now. We don't close until 1:30. I was wondering, maybe they aren't going to settle them above 70 bucks today. We'll see. currently down $2.48, $69.44. The gasoline for August down 7.5 cents a gallon, $2.82.75. And on the diesel fuel contract, down 8.5 cents, $3.12.25 a gallon. Any questions on trading commodity futures or discussing LRPs? We've got you covered. 1-800-359-0221. That number, it's at our website, heartlandinvest.com. Right at the top, right when you log in, easy to see. Thanks for listening, and have a profitable day.